Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, and we're going to try and help you to have a great gardening season. And we want to give you that website one more time for the garlic. And if you're looking for heirloom seeds, and it's hard to find good heirloom seeds, it's SoTrue Seeds, SoTrueSeed, SoTrueSeed.com. And if you're looking to grow garlic, now is the time to order it, because you're going to be planting it in about a month. And as Peter said, they're going to be sold out. They've already sold out of two of the six varieties or seven varieties that they sell. And but he did say that this German variety, he has plenty of seed. But again, 2 weeks from now, they may not have it available. So go to the website, and they'll give you all the information that you need. Okay, Tom, let's go to the phone lines. Who do we have up first this hour?
First up, we've got Dan from Maine with a question about squash.
Good morning, Dan. How can we help you with your squash today?
I have a problem, Paul. Thanks for taking my call, by the way. I have tremendous rot at the bottom of all my vine-type plants, cucumbers, squash, pumpkins. As a matter of fact, I picked a summer squash, and they were very healthy, and then all of a sudden in midsummer, they just die, and it's happened several years. No matter where I put them, you know, it's terrible. And it's very nasty. It goes up about 5 inches on the stalk, and they're just totally rotten. And I detected little holes. I think it might be a borer.
Okay, so it's the entire plant will just fall apart, and it's gone.
Yeah, just pick a fruit, and it'll come right up out of the ground.
Okay. Then you have a problem with either a root maggot or a squash vine borer. So a couple of things I want you to look at. First of all, is if the root system is coming right out of the ground, then you have a problem with the root system, and it's probably a root maggot. And Bonide Lawn and Garden, they have a new product that I use in my garden this year. I was having a problem with cutworms. So it's a granular 8 garden insecticide, and it's brand new. It was just released. It will also take care of problems with potatoes, and people that raise potatoes, they get a wire worm that will get into it. And up until now, there really hasn't been anything, because the product that did it was called Diaznon. Diaznon was removed from the market, and there was nothing that you could use to control wireworms and root maggot. Bonide, this past spring, only during April or May, released a granular 8 for the vegetable and flower garden, and it will take care of all of your soil-related insects. So if your whole vine pulls right up, there's no roots, it is probably a root maggot. And it will also attack broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, and all of your cold weather crops. Now, if it's a borer, the borer will actually make a hole in the stem, and it will tunnel on the inside of your stem, creating an opening, and it looks similar to a Japanese beetle grub that you would see in the soil, but it's smaller. And that you would treat a different way. So the Garden 8 granules for the garden will take care of all of your soil-related insects. Cutworms, and that's what I used it for, wireworms of potatoes, but soil-related. If it is above the ground, then you need to use a pyrethrum base product to take care of that, and that's organic, that's natural, and Bonide also makes that particular product. It's not something that all of the companies make. Not everybody is doing organic and natural, but pyrethrum is made from the flower bud of your fall blooming chrysanthemum. And this is something, it will also take care of Japanese beetles. So if you want to stay organic, this is a really good product, and you spray it right on the stem of your plant. And it doesn't matter how you rotate, because both the borer and the root maggot moves around with a little, like a little moth that spreads the eggs around. So you need to treat the soil if it's the roots that have totally collapsed. If there's a hole in the stem and it's hollowed out, then you need to use pyrethrum, and you spray it on a weekly basis because it is organic. It's totally natural, and it breaks down quick. So you need to do it weekly as soon as your stem is a foot long. If you do that, you can break the cycle. And once the cycle is broken, then it will not be a problem. But it will take a couple of years to make sure that you get all of the stragglers that come around. Great question, Dan. Thank you. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Tom from Cape Cod with a question about transplanting.
Tom, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi.
Hi, Tom.
I'm interested in, well, I have two questions. I'm interested in transplanting some asparagus plants, and I was wondering about the timing and any other hints you have. And the second question I have is, you mentioned very early in the show that my hostas that are blue may turn green if I don't cut flowers off. I wasn't quite sure about those comments.
No, the thing I was saying on the hosta is if you don't remove the old flower heads, and it's not found as much on hostas as it is with daylilies, but what you want to do is you want to cut, as the flowers fade, remove the old flowers, because the bees are busy pollinating. And what could happen is they could take the pollen off of the old-fashioned green leaf hosta, put it on some of your fancier varieties of hosta, and the seed that's produced, being that the pollen of the old-fashioned is stronger, could produce seed of the old-fashioned green. The seed, if it's not removed, would fall to the ground, would germinate, and in your hybrids, all of a sudden you would get shoots that would be the green, the old-fashioned one. Because that plant is more aggressive, it could slowly choke out some of your hybrids. And it happens a great deal with daylilies, where that wild-growing orange daylily has come into hybrids. So you've got beautiful yellows and pinks and reds, and all of a sudden your clump has turned orange. Well, it's been contaminated by the bees who brought the pollen of the wild into your plants. It also happens with tall phlox. So it's important that you deadhead and prevent your hybrid plants from being contaminated with the old one. Asparagus is best transplanted in the spring of the year or in the fall once the plant begins to change color. Right now it's green, it's active, and you have a lot of foliage. And if you try and move it, you run the risk of losing the whole plant. So it's really important that you wait. And if you can get the younger plants, they transplant a lot easier. If you try and move plants that have been in the ground for 10 years, you definitely have to wait until the springtime. If you're noticing new seedlings that have sprouted during this year, those are seeds made last year. Those plants can be moved in the fall of the year when you notice that the foliage is beginning to change color. So right now it's bright green, it's active, it's productive, it's making the roots stronger for next year. If you try and dig it and move it, you could lose it, unless they're young.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Do you want to stay all natural? Then use all seasoned oil from Bonide to control aphids, mealybugs, mites, and scale in your vegetable and flower garden. Also great for your trees and shrubs. Also new and all natural, a Japanese beetle killer with pyrethrum. And for your flower and rose garden, Rose RX 3-in-1 for organic rose and flower gardening. That's Bonide, where gardening isn't scary.
The weather has put a lot of stress on our gardens. Tomatoes are slow to grow and fruit will have a problem to mature properly. If you had black spots on the underside of your tomatoes last year, eliminate them this year with Tomato Maker from Organic Labs. Tomato Maker will keep tomatoes healthy. To keep your garden organic and trouble-free, use Organocide to control insects and diseases in all of your gardens. That's Organocide from Organic Labs. Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the pollen with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway Small Critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway Dormant Cat Repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Big Berkey Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA approved food grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. And I also want to tell Tom, on your asparagus plants, you're probably noticing little green, like BB-shaped balls on that foliage. Those are seed pods. And if you pick or transplant that plant before that little green seed pod turns brown, the seed in it will not have a chance to mature, and when it falls to the ground, it won't start new plants. So that's an important thing to consider also. So what you can do is, if you want to wait until the spring, if you see little seedlings developing around your asparagus bed, and you don't have the time to move them this fall, take a piece of ribbon, narrow ribbon or a piece of yarn, and make a little bow or just tie a little piece around that seedling. And in the spring, during early to mid-April, you could look for the string or ribbon in the garden, or yarn, and dig up those little seedlings. Now, asparagus grows like spaghetti, the root system. It grows straight down. It doesn't grow like a regular annual, like a spider web. Long, spaghetti-shaped roots that grow straight down. So you have to dig up those little seedlings. But if you want to do it in the fall, wait until the foliage turns brown or changes color, because it will do much, much better at that point. Good question. Thank you. Okay, Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Harold from New Hampshire with a question about black-eyed Suzanne.
Herb, good morning. How can we help you with your black-eyed Susans?
Good morning, Paul. Black-eyed Susan was given to us last summer, a potted variety, a large blooming plant that we planted last summer. And this summer I'm getting no blooms. We're getting large leaves, lots of foliage, but no blooms. I also have a morning glory that's not blooming either. Maybe you can help me on either one.
Okay. Morning Glory is just the way that particular plant is. My wife loves Morning Glories, and that particular vine, for some reason, I don't know why, doesn't bloom until almost the end of August. And during the summer, it grows like crazy, and no matter what I did to it, I could never get it to bloom until late. And I'm sure that a lot of people listening this morning are saying the same thing. But it's just the nature of that particular plant. And like all plants, it needs a specific length of day. For example, poinsettias only bloom with short days. Chrysanthemums only bloom when the days are short. Your other annuals, pansies and marigolds and petunias, they bloom when the days are long. So what I'm guessing is that your morning glories don't bloom until the end of summer because your days are getting shorter. So they should be coming into bloom shortly. I know they do love to be fed really on a regular basis, something like Miracle-Gro. And they really nice, like to be fed. Now, on your black-eyed Susan. Black-eyed Susan are a perennial. And what happens is when you buy a potted one, they're not putting just one plant. They're putting several plants in the same container so that you have a clump quicker. And what possibly happened is some of the of your plant was in bloom last year because they were a little bit overcrowded. They were in a small pot. They were stressed out, and they came into bloom earlier. Now that they're in your garden, all the plants are growing out. They're getting established. They're not stressed out. They're concentrating on developing a good-sized plant with a lot of lush foliage. And you may get a few blooms at the end of the year. Next year will be a whole different season. My black-eyed Susans are just coming into bloom now. I've seen others that have only been in bloom for a week or two. So don't panic. Give them a liquid food like Miracle-Gro. Give them a good drink of it. And there is still time for them to bloom before the end of the season. But black-eyed Susan is a later blooming daisy, normally for August.
If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Don't let summer be a bummer. Stop sunburn pain, poison ivy, and mosquito bite itch, and the burn of athlete's foot with just one Safol natural first aid product, Dermatol. Many GCN listeners have already discovered how effective Dermatol is as a natural, non-acidic way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many skin problems. Now this special offer. Buy one bottle of Dermatol, get one bottle free. Call 1-800-217-6677 and mention GCN. Dermatol is the must-have first aid product for your preparedness kit. Made in America by Americans, Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. And ask for the GCN Buy One, Get One Free Special. Or use coupon code GCN at checkout at DermatolUSA.com. Spelled DermatolUSA.com. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Hi. This is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning and welcome back to the Paul Parent Gun Club. 800-259-9231. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Harold from New Hampshire. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Going back. Chet from New Hampshire with a question about Japanese beetles.
Chet, good morning. Welcome to the Gun Club.
Thank you for taking my call. In the spring, I planted several fruit trees, and among those, of course, I had sweet cherries. And I spray the trees with bonide, but I'm still getting infested with the beetles, and I just can't seem to get rid of them. Now, the cherry trees are wide leaf as opposed to the other fruit trees I have, which are not, and they seem to be favoring the wide leaf cherry trees.
Okay. The best product for you to use, bonide, has different products, and because you're going to be eating this, you don't want to get anything on it that would be absorbed into the plant itself. And so that you should try and stay as natural as possible. So there's a couple things that you can use. Bonide has a liquid organic product made by the flower of the chrysanthemum that you can spray directly on the plant. It will kill the Japanese beetle, but the beetle has to eat some of the foliage. So that would be one way. The other way would be to use a Japanese beetle trap. Now, when I first started gardening, the Japanese beetle trap that was available took care of strictly the Japanese beetles. But what most people didn't realize is in the Northeast and other places where Japanese beetles are around, there are two. There is a Japanese beetle that feeds during the day that we see on the plant. And then you have the Oriental beetle. That's the same size, just a different coloration to the shell of the insect that feeds at night. And so this, there's a new Japanese beetle trap from the name of the company. It's called Rescue. And it will attract both types of beetles, the Oriental and the Japanese. So you would put it about 30 feet away from your fruit trees. They would be attracted to it, captured in the trap, and that would minimize the amount of eggs laid in your property the following year. If you, the trap is designed with a floral lure and with a sex lure and color. Beetles are attracted to yellow. So if you have a yellow house and yellow roses, they're more likely to go to that land because they're attracted to yellow. So the trap is made yellow. Their favorite flower is a rose, so they have a rose lure on the inside of the trap. And when the female gets ready to mate, she will produce a scent to attract the male to her. And they have been able to reproduce this in the laboratory. But Rescue is the only one that has taken the scent from the Oriental as well as the Japanese. And you put that trap out, and you will be really, really amazed at how good it works. I always try things before I recommend them for you. And I put mine out in early July in the middle of my yard near where I have flower gardens. I set it up. I walk no more than 50 feet to my vegetable garden, did a little bit of weeding. And when I came back, it was like a hornet's nest around the trap. There was that many flying around it. And within a two-week period, the bag was half full. And I have a lot less damage on my plants than I have had in past years. There's still damage, but there is a lot less. So stick with products that are organic and natural. Use these traps, and the combined efforts of those two will take care of the problem. Great question. Thank you for the phone call, sir. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Jimmy from Mass with a question about his tea roses.
Jim, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. I've been listening to your show for years. I love it.
Thank you.
I have some tea roses I've been training to run across a fence, and they're getting a little out of control. So I was wondering if it would be okay to take, like, hedge clippers and neaten them up.
You can prune roses at any time of the year to control the size of the plant. Now, it's best done during the month of August, because if you do it late in the year and where you make that cut, the plant does not have a chance to make a callus and seal that cut that you've made, then you'll have a lot of drying out and dieback during the winter months. So this is the time of the year that if you need to cut back a rose to control the size, it's also perfect. And the other thing that's going to happen is you will help the plant to stimulate buds for next spring. All of your plants are making buds right now for next year. There are buds being made for branches and foliage, and buds being made for flowers on your plant. apples, peaches, pears, all of your dogwoods, all of your flowering trees, and all of your flowering shrubs are making the buds right now for next season. So if you prune back your roses to control the size of the plant, excuse me, it will also stimulate the growth of buds to make your plant bushier and thicker and fuller for next season. When you finish pruning, fertilize the plant, and that will help to balance some of the growth that you removed so that the plant will stay productive and active. And on roses, you should not fertilize after September 1st. You need to, especially if you lived down south, if you lived in the Carolinas south, then it's not a problem. But when you live in the northern third of the United States, from Washington State to Maine, from Maine down to Maryland, North Carolina, where you get snow, and all the way across to Northern California, you need to give that plant a chance to prepare for the winter weather. So you feed it in August. In September, you do nothing. No food, to allow the plant time to get stressed out. When the plant gets stressed, it stops growing, and the walls, the bark, the skin of the plant will get thicker because it's under stress. Thicker walls means that the stems are going to be hardier during the winter. If you're feeding it in October to try and get more blooms, all the growth that's made is succulent, it's soft, and then bang, the cold weather hits, the plant is unprepared, and you have a lot of dieback. So get the feeding done now, get your selective pruning done, and the plants will do a lot better. Great question. Thank you. We appreciate the phone call. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Larry from New Hampshire with a question about his lawn.
Good morning, Larry. How can we help you with your grass today?
Hi. Excuse me. I really burned my grass with a I swallowed wrong here with a fertilizer, and I mean I really did a number on it. Is it going to grow back, do you think, or am I looking at reseeding this year?
Okay, how long ago did you do this, Larry?
I put the fertilizer down last month, and then of course we didn't get any rain,
right.
And it really cooked the heck out of it.
Okay, we are expecting a good inch of rain this afternoon, tonight, and tomorrow.
Yes.
And that should really help to tell you what's going to happen. The best time of the year to make a lawn from seed is in the fall, and that's during the month of September. So what you need to say to yourself is, in the next 2 weeks, it will determine if I'm going to need to replant that lawn. So a good soaking rain like we're going to get today, tonight, and tomorrow will wake up any of that grass that's gone dormant. Some of it due to the drought, some of it due to the burning of overusing that food. If you can give that lawn some additional watering, so we got a good soaking now, by next Thursday or Friday, put your lawn sprinkler, especially on the areas where you see signs that green is beginning to come back. And even if you want to take a liquid food like Miracle-Gro, a non-granular one, and just give that grass a little bit of shot of a liquid food to see what happens. If it doesn't come back, early September, I do not want you to rototill that grass. That is passé. The days of rototilling to make a new lawn are all done. What you would do is you would rent a machine called a seed slicer. And a seed slicer looks like a lawnmower, except it doesn't have just one blade. It has several blades about 2 inches apart. They spin vertically rather than horizontally, and it actually cuts little grooves in your lawn. On top of the machine, there is a hopper, and you fill that hopper with grass seed. And as the machine cuts the groove, seed will fall in that groove that the machine has made. You go north to south, east to west with this machine. The seed falls into the groove, so it is now in contact with soil. You water, and that seed will germinate. And by the time you get to early November, your lawn will be in great shape. But for now, concentrate on watering to wake up the grass. And you should get most of it, should come back. Some areas may be burnt, especially if you doubled when you went up and down the grass. If you went over it twice, you could have killed some of the grass. But moisture will tell the difference. If we can help you, 800-259-9231. Remember, it's going to rain. And if your lawn needs to be fed, today would be a good day to feed it. The rain will wash it in, it will wake it up, and the grass will turn green again.
We do not want you to be alarmed by what you're about to hear, but your lawn is in danger. Japanese beetles have spread to the entire eastern half of the U.S. That includes you. Aside from decimating trees, gardens, and rose bushes, these advancing beetles will lay thousands of eggs beneath your lawn. Eggs that become grubs, with an insatiable appetite for the roots of your grass. These grubby gluttons lie hidden for months, literally eating your lawn from the inside out. Should you be alarmed? Yes, and no. Not if you use Scott's Grub-X, the leading product for the prevention of grubs. Grub-X kills Japanese beetle larvae as soon as they hatch, so they never have a chance to destroy your lawn. Again, there is no cause for alarm. One application of Grub-X is guaranteed to work, but you need to act now. Because where there are beetles, there will be grubs. Scott's Grub-X is available at lawn and garden centers everywhere, in a red bag with a large, ugly grub on the front. Better there than in your lawn.
Manure. It's not a pretty word, yet some plant food is made of it. Not Whitney Farms plant foods. They're organic and loaded with naturally occurring high-energy proteins plants need to develop strong roots. Not low-energy manure. Want strong roots and well-fed plants? Use Whitney Farms. You'll see the big, beautiful results. Plus, you won't get dusty or smell like manure when you're done working with Whitney Farms. Buy them today at your independent garden center and hardware store.
Prepare to get pumped about killing weeds and take the 5-minute challenge with the Roundup brand Pump and Go Sprayer. Just pump it up for up to 5 minutes of continuous spray. Squeezing trigger spray bottles will kill your hands, but the Pump and Go Sprayer will keep you going strong and weeds won't stand a chance. Roundup brand Pump and Go Sprayer. Hard on weeds, easy on you.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps, without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tattler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tattler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tattler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tattler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tattler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Frank Garden Club. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got John from New Hampshire with a question about hydroponics.
John, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. My question is the missus and I want to change over from ground crops to hydroponic gardening, and we presently do a half an acre of vegetables. Is this cost-effective because we plan on doing gardening for the next 30 years?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of great information on hydroponic gardening. Of course, you know it's all grown with water, so that it will be a pretty good investment in the when you originally start. But it's something that is catching on, and a lot of greenhouses are growing plants hydroponically. What I would suggest that you do is go on the internet and get as much information as you can on hydroponics. Get some books on hydroponics and do all of your research first. And then before you actually do change everything over from soil to water growing, get in contact with people that are growing hydroponically now. They've done it before. You never have. They've made mistakes, and they'll be willing to share with you what works for them and what does not work for them. That way, you've got all of their experience. And there are businesses that raise hydroponic vegetables. When you go to like a health food store that sells organic vegetables, sometimes they'll be labeled hydroponics. Talk to the people in the store and see if it's grown locally. If it's grown locally, give them a call. See if you can visit and see what they are doing, because it's going to mean that you're going to need pumps to move the water, specialty fertilizer, specialty planting devices like plastic tubes and trays. So do your research before you invest, because there's nothing worse than getting all excited. You go to town, you buy the stuff, and it doesn't work for you. So do your research, get some books, try and find some sites that do grow hydroponically. And if you get a chance, send me an email, and I'll see if I can find something for you. My email address is pparent, P-A-R-E-N-T, all small letters, pparent, at roadrunner, all one word, roadrunner.com. And I'll see what I can find for you. And in the weeks to come, between, well, this week we're headed to Chicago for an independent garden center trade show. And then during September we'll be at two other trade shows. And I'll see if I can find some information and some names of companies for you. So send me a note, and I'll see what I can do for you. Okay, our phone number is 800-259-9231. Write it down. Give us a call next Sunday, and that way we can help you. Call early. Middle part of the show, we're very busy, but get up at 6. Give us a call. 6 to 7 is usually a quiet time, and we can answer all of your questions at that time. Also, this time of the year, if you have Canadian hemlock, look at them for the possibility of woolly adelgid, which looks like, oh, it looks like little white pieces of cotton on the underside of your hemlock tree. Check that out. They're active right now. Also, tall growing hydrangea. They can be cut back now to control the size of the plant. If you have lilacs, if you have clematis, rain's coming in later today and tomorrow. They love lime. If you can lime them now, the rain will help to wash it down to the root system, and it will help them a great deal. Okay? So start thinking about the future. And if you want to plant garlic, go to the website right now and place your order, because in 2 weeks, you probably won't find any. S-O-W-T-R-U-S-E-E-D.